It is the radio segment that just wants to get his twerk off. Laser Stories, segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Portland, Oregon. There's a 48-year-old guy named Rob Stout, and last month, he was mad at a friend for borrowing something and not returning it. So, Rob decided to get revenge in the form of a dog poop bomb.
Wow, that's pretty aggressive. That's intense.
Man.
How did he make the dog poop bomb? Well, he picked up a bunch of dog poop and stuffed it in a plastic toolbox. Then he used a battery, wiring, switches, and a car airbag to rig the bomb so that when his friend opened the toolbox, the poop would explode everywhere.
Oh my gosh, dude, I thought it was just like a plastic bag.
I thought it was like a paper bag you set on fire or something, right?
He went the extra mile.
Dang.
And it worked. The bomb went off, and the dog poop exploded all over the place.
And someone lost their eyebrows? Like, what else?
Fortunately, his friend wasn't hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
But he had suspicions on who had rigged it, so Rob was interviewed by police and admitted everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was then arrested on a felony charge of unlawfully manufacturing a destructive device.
Dang, so they charged him for a real bomb.
That's a big charge.
But the best part of the whole thing was the headline from the local news that read, "Toolbox Poopy Trap. Dog feces explodes."
Oh my God, one journalist waited their entire career for that moment.
Yeah. This next story is out of North Royalton, Ohio. A woman was driving last month and she almost slammed into a cop car heading the other direction.
Wow.
Luckily, the cop was able to swerve off the road to avoid being hit. So he turned his cruiser around and then pulled the woman over. And as he approached the car, he looked in her window and noticed that there was shredded cheese all over the center console. Of course, his first question was, what happened here?
Yeah.
And that's when the woman told the cop that she lost control of her car because she couldn't handle eating a huge plate of nachos that she had just purchased from Taco Bell.
Nachos?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, there are so, we know, if you're at Taco Bell and you're driving, you get the taco or you get a burrito.
Yes, the burrito first.
Those are drivable, friendly items.
Nacho while you drive.
No.
The officer that checked it out also said that there was sour cream and guacamole dripping off of the windows, but the woman
fully loaded
also smelled like booze and was clearly drunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when you're wasted, you can't wait.
You need Taco Bell.
You need it right away.
I mean, if you were a cop, you just wait outside Taco Bell for DUIs, right? Like, that's all you do.
She wound up failing a sobriety test, and it turns out she has two previous DUI convictions, so she was charged with a DUI and was given a warning for eating complicated foods while driving. Don't do that. This next legend story is out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's a 33-year-old guy named Thomas Wells, and for the last couple of years, he'd been living with his mom. Last year, she finally kicked him out because he wouldn't stop drinking and smoking weed.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
He was so upset with mom that he did the unthinkable. He grabbed a box with his grandparents' ashes in it and then flushed them down the toilet.
No.
Yeah.
That's like you're a monster.
That is terrible.
His mom was upset about that, weird, and ended up calling the cops. And Thomas was just arrested for 2 counts of abuse of a corpse and 1 count of criminal mischief.
Good! I didn't know that was a thing.
And seriously, the most uncool stoner ever. Like, chill, man. That's the whole point.
Yeah, dude.
Could end up in jail for a long time if found guilty, which I guess solves the issue of where he will stay.
Yeah, that's good. He's got a place now.
This next social story is out of food news.
This
just in, we've been doing reports on so much unhealthy processed food coming out that pretty much afraid Americans are starting to get chubby.
It's just starting?
Yeah, just officially concerned right now. Here's the latest roundup. Number one, Nickelodeon slime ice cream.
What?
Ew.
Yeah, come on, though, you would have loved it as a kid.
As a kid,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
You've probably seen the famous slime from the game shows on Nickelodeon or the Teen Choice Awards. Well, now it's been made into frozen treats. You can buy the slime cream and slime popsicles at Walmart. And if you're wondering, what does it taste like? Apparently, lemon lime.
Tasty.
Really?
Should have made it taste like the actual slime.
It looks like a booger.
Number two,
that's the point.
Hostess is coming out with dessert kits where you can put together your own parfaits using Twinkie pudding.
Creamy.
Ooh, okay. Now we're
How are
somewhere.
You with that and not slime ice cream?
Twinkies.
They also have Ding Dong pudding kits. They'll be released nationwide soon. And finally, number three in our food roundup, Pop-Tarts has 2 cupcake flavors coming out next month.
I love Pop-Tarts.
Me too. And I love me a good Ding Dong.
Frosted chocolate cupcakes and frosted confetti cupcakes. Kellogg's says fans were begging them for these flavors, so there you go. Some
nice
new treats for you. This next laser story is out of beauty headquarters. There's a dating site called beautifulpeople.com. that only lets you join if you're good looking enough. Mm-hmm. And they just asked 3,000 members to name the ugliest features that somebody can have.
So, did we say bad personality?
Prepare to feel judged, because it's like a laundry list of the top things that we're all insecure about. According to women, the worst features men can have are a bad mouth or bad teeth, being overweight, being too short, having bad skin, too much body hair, an ugly or crooked nose, bad hair or a bald spot, bad posture, or having long, dirty fingernails.
Okay, I'm with you on the fingernails.
Yeah.
Yeah, men with long, dirty, like, bleh, bleh.
I feel bad.
Or toenails. Long, dirty toenails are even worse.
Yeah. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
And according to men, the worst feature women can have is being overweight, eyes that are too close together or too far apart, a big nose, bad skin, a poor figure, no butt or too much butt, a bad mouth or bad teeth, bad makeup or too much makeup, and last but not least, having a unibrow.
Okay.
Okay.
And on top of all that, we want each other to be self-confident, right? Like,
not on this website.
Are we?
No way.
Yeah, no way.
The eye thing is real, though. I literally once went on a date with a girl, and her eyes were like far apart instead of close apart. I swear she looked like a deer.
Like a hammerhead shark.
Like, are you looking at different places right
hammerhead
now?
Hammerhead shark.
Hammerhead.
You cry and the tears roll down your back. You got some spread out eyes, girl. This guy, all he needs is just a stinky little shoe. That's all he needs. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again same time on